Good morning, Your Honors. If it pleases the Court, Gaurish Sareen on behalf of Martinez Sotunda. The following specific facts in this fact sequence are not in dispute.
You don't have your handkerchief in your pocket.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Okay.
Concerning petitioner Martinez Sotunda's ethnic Chinese, and there is no dispute he's an ethnic Chinese, and there's no dispute he's a follower of the Christian faith in Indonesia.
Let me just ask you the question. Your opposing counsel submitted a 28-J letter citing the Halem versus Holder. Doesn't that case control here?
That is a red herring, Your Honor. That has nothing to do with this case. That is dealing with a person who was found to embellish, there was an adverse credibility finding on Mr. Halem. Mr. Halem never, ever had any death threats made to him. He never had any close encounters based on his religion. He had no vicious beatings. He had nobody try to kill him, drag him out of his car while he was a Christian, threatening to kill him. What he had was they stripped him on a high school field while he was playing volleyball. It has nothing to do with this case. The case over here is controlled more by Riri Tambolon, where the history of what happens to Christians and to ethnic Chinese in Indonesia during this time period is laid out. My client was specifically attacked in close encounters, threatened with death, and on a daily basis called a Chinese pig.
What do we do with Fockery? I was a little surprised when I reread that case. And in that case, the individual was beaten, reportedly beaten on a couple of occasions and threatened by a mob. So it was somewhat close to the facts of this case, and yet the court, we determined that there was not, we weren't compelled to conclude that these experiences amounted to past persecution. So he was beaten by youths and robbed of his sandals and pocket money, and then he was beaten a second time. How do we distinguish Wakari from this case?
I believe Wakari deals with withholding. I'm dealing with asylum.
Well,
we have over here a disfavored group. There is no dispute that Chinese...
But could you address the past persecution finding in Wakari? Because the conclusion was it doesn't... We're not compelled to conclude that these experiences without more amount to past persecution.
I can only talk about my facts of my case. My facts are much different from Wakari. They are somewhat similar. My client going to church on a Sunday, dressed in his Christian clothes, was dragged out of the car, called a Chinese infidel, was taken by 8 Islamic fundamentalists out of the car and told him, it's time to die. You don't have that in Wakari. He was told specifically, we're going to kill you. And they beat the hell out of him. Then they went to his store. They burnt his store. They beat him till he vomited blood, and he thought he was going to die, and he lost consciousness. In the first incident, the police came, they looked, they walked by. You don't have that in Wakari. You have over here instantaneous close encounters, like in Fijian cases, where you have death threats with close encounters, and the law of the circuit for the last 10, 15 years states any death threats in itself made with close encounters constitute past persecution. You didn't have that in Wakari, but you have it in Sotunda.
So you're saying that the distinction between Wakari and this case is that in this case there was a death threat?
There were multiple death threats. There was a death threat made specifically to him as he was being dragged out of the car on the Sunday when he was going
to
church.
You're talking about the 1995.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. It's time to die. And they drag you out of the car, the 8 to 10 individuals, Islamic fundamentalists, breaking his car, breaking his windshield, taking him out of the car. The police come by and move on. Do with him whatever you want, Islamic fundamentalists, basically is what they're telling you. And then the facts of what happens to Chinese, especially ethnic Chinese, during this period of time is really, very well stated by Judge Ferguson in Riri Tambolon, and the whole history of Chinese persecution in Indonesia by Islamic fundamentalists is laid out. So to discuss, I believe, your case, Judge Nelson, it's totally a red herring. That was a boy who was facing discrimination at high school. He was basically just fooled around, hazed in school. Nobody ever threatened him with death. The judge didn't even find him credible. And they just stripped him of his clothes while playing volleyball.
There was another incident, though, also, wasn't there?
In my fact?
In Halim.
There were five incidents in Halim. The police accused him of having drugs in his vehicle. That nothing to do with his race, nothing to do with his religion.
And there was an adverse credibility finding. In Halim, there was no adverse credibility finding.
Opposite in this situation. In Halim, there was adverse. In my situation, these facts are undisputed.
Right.
These facts are undisputed. And besides showing past persecution, like in a Fijian case, like in any other Jewish case coming out of Russia and Korbelina, going back to this history, he's been called on a daily basis, which no court has analyzed over here, a Chinese pig. It's race bashing, race baiting on a daily basis. He's being told as he walks, you're a Chinese pig. What are you going to do about it?
So
he has to live through this, and he has to deal with these ethnic slurs, and he knows he has no protection.
So the court, the BIA, found no well-founded fear of future persecution, relying on Lu Long and some of our other cases, which say, you know, at present, there is not a per se rule that the Chinese Christian is facing a pattern practice of persecution in Indonesia. So even if we agreed with you that there was evidence of past persecution, there's still the question about a well-founded fear of future persecution. How do you address the BIA's finding on that issue?
Well, if you found past persecution, yeah, Your Honor, you understand you need an individualized, you can't just go by general statements. In fact, again, going back to the case that just came out on Ruri Tambelin, it shows a well-founded fear that during this period of time, from 2000 onwards in Indonesia, the green light's been given to Islamic fundamentalists to go hunt, kill, maim ethnic Chinese.
Well, our decision...
And it's a 10%...
The judge was speaking, and you interrupted her.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Our decision in Lu Long indicates that there isn't currently, unless conditions have changed, and I didn't see that in the record, that there isn't currently a pattern of practice of persecution for ethnic Chinese in Indonesia, so there would have to be some more individualized showing. And did your client make that showing to show that there is a objective risk as to him personally, individually?
I think we're having a misunderstanding of the law. I apologize, Your Honor. Once my client has shown past persecution, there's a general presumption of a well-founded fear of future persecution.
Right.
The government has to show...
Well, the judge was going to say something.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes.
So the burden shifts to the government to show that there is not a well-founded fear of future persecution. Here, the BIA didn't expressly shift the burden to the government because it found that there was past persecution. But I'm wondering whether there was any evidence in the record that there is a well-founded fear of future persecution.
I have 1 minute left. The two things I want to address, and I'm sorry if I interrupted. Number one, the BIA never found past persecution. On page 00113, we state all the country condition reports from the New York Times to the U.S. Department of State showing how Al-Qaeda, how Jamaat Islami, how terrorists in Indonesia are going and becoming stronger, how the Islamic clerics in Indonesia had ties with bin Laden, how General Powell at that time, who was heading the Department of State, stated that the Indonesian military has to be more accountable in protecting its Chinese citizens, which it wasn't. All these objective documentation showed my client had at least a 10% chance or a probability or a possibility of being persecuted if he went back. And coupled with with him being a disfavored group, I think the objective proof would show more than 50% that he would have faced persecution. Thank you very much. I have 15 seconds. I'd like to keep it. And I apologize once again.
I apologize for not having a handkerchief also. pocket square?
No, that's an inside joke.
Okay.
Every time he comes here, he gets more and more flamboyant. This time he's kind of dressing down.
Thank you, Judge Pregerson, right. And Mr. Sarin, good morning to you also. And may it please the Court, I'm Joseph Hardy again for the Attorney General. Substantial evidence supports the Board's finding that Mr. Sundar has not established past persecution and that he had not established a well-founded fear of future persecution. With respect to the persecution finding, Mr. Sundar only testified to two incidents that occurred to him specifically in, 28 years of his living there. A 1995 incident in which he was pulled out of his car and beaten by ethnic Indonesians, and the 99 robbery where people robbed a store. There is no, I know the IJ found that there's no evidence that that incident was on account of a protected ground. All we know is that there were ethnic Indonesians that had beaten him or robbed a store and robbed several other stores in that little strip there. And I'll say this briefly before moving on to the other ones. This court has found in cases like Sale, Lalonde, Wakari, and Halim, incidents in which these people face much more, far more incidents of harassment, did not constitute persecution. And Mr. Sundar, as I said, in 28 years, there's no evidence that there's a concentrated effort to persecute him or deprive him of his rights. As this court stated in Lalonde and again in Wakari last year, to the extent that there's any disfavored group in that country, it is not a severe disfavored group, and that moves on to the well-founded fear.
It is not a what?
I'm sorry, that there is not, there's no evidence that it's that ethnic Chinese Christians in Indonesia are a severe disfavored group.
Severe?
That it is not a severe disfavored group. If you look at Lalonde.
Well, they're beating them up all the time.
Well, this court has also said that, and how?
You know, well, come on.
Before we move from the past persecution, you say in 28 years, but the church incident occurred in 95. Then also in 95, there was a bomb explosion at his church just after he left it. And then in 99, so we're really talking about 4 years, there was the beating at his fruit shop, the robbery and beating at his fruit shop. And his statements, which we take as true, is that they were based on him being Chinese and being Christian. So I'm sort of troubled by this cluster of incidents within 4 years targeted at his identity as a Chinese person and a Christian. Why doesn't that meet our standard for persecution?
Well, I mean, this court, as I've said, and all the other cases that have dealt, I'll just stick with the cases that involve Indonesia. Sale, again, Lalonde, Wakari, Halim, all of those people face many more incidents over a lifetime. Also involved in beatings, I think.
We said in Ashcroft, in that Sale case, we held that Chinese Indonesians are a disfavored group in Indonesia and requiring only a comparatively low level of individualized risk. He had quite a bit individualized risk. Going into a store and the bombing that took place.
Well, if you look at all of the other cases, there are only two incidents that happened to this man specifically.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
No, it is not.
How many times do they have to threaten his life to get after him because and the evidence shows that they knew he was a Christian. And I think, maybe I'm wrong on this, when they robbed his store, they used some ethnic slurs, didn't they?
And Lalonde and then Wakari.
Didn't they?
I'm sorry?
Didn't they?
Yes.
All right, then why don't you just say yes when I ask that question.
And I was going to say that's the same thing that has happened in every single one of the cases involving ethnic Chinese Christians in Indonesia. And in each of these cases...
Well, that's serious when people are treated that way.
And this court has also stated in Lalonde, your en banc decision, that it is not severe, that they are not a severe disfavored group in that country.
But let me ask about Lalonde.
Okay.
The petitioner in the Lalonde case, as I understand it, made no argument that she feared being individually targeted for persecution. Hasn't Mr. Satanu done just that?
Actually, if you look at the board's decision, the board points out...
Well, didn't he do just that?
I'm sorry?
Didn't he do just that?
He's asserted that he had not, I would suggest that he hasn't. He said that these two things happened to me in my past. He's also included the incident where the church was emptied out when the pastor told them all to leave the church. And if you look at
But it didn't belong to, involve general, undifferentiated claims?
And I would say that this is the same, or at least with respect to the church bombing and the 1999 incident. He said that in 99, when the fruit stand was robbed, the fruit stand was in sort of a strip mall, and everyone in that fruit stand, or in that strip mall, their stores were also robbed and they were beaten. So it is a generally undifferentiated, I mean, these are things...
Who did they rob?
I'm sorry?
What kind of people did they rob?
He said that it was a store that also involved other ethnic Chinese Christians.
Yeah.
So that is not a general,
Did they say anything when they were beating him up?
They did not say anything. I know he said that they...
what did he say they said?
He said that they beat him up, and all the incidents they called him a Chinese infidel. Actually, in that incident, there was no evidence that there were any death threats, quite honestly. If there were going to be death threats, there was no reason for them to...
Yeah, but they beat the hell out of him. They called him a Chinese infidel.
And they beat the...
What else do you want?
But they also beat up all the other people in the...
So
it is not... It's undifferentiated.
No, it's not undifferentiated.
It is undifferentiated.
They beat him up, and they beat up a couple other Chinese people because they... of their religious beliefs. They were Christians.
They
how is that under
differentiated? They threw bricks in Tati Sell's car. They beat her up. They tried to break into her boarding home. Lalong, same thing. Over his lifetime, she had been beaten up. Excuse me, he had been beaten up. His cousins had been beaten up. A cousin had been raped, I recall was the testimony.
And
Wakari, he was a pastor. He had been beaten up. Halim, he was stripped naked. He was teased as a child. In 1998, he was beaten up. He went to a doctor's appointment. They wouldn't treat him because he was an ethnic Chinese Christian. All of these incidents, I mean, this man has never said, look, there's nothing here that suggests that these people want to go after him in the future. Wakari was a pastor. Kotaz was the first case in 94. That person was a priest. I think in Hoxha, the man has failed to respond.
So he's supposed to be over there and feel very comfortable after they take him out of his car and beat the hell out of him, and the police watch and do nothing, and they call him all kinds of bad names because of his ethnicity and his religion, and the same thing happens when they get into his fruit store and his church and all that. And that's, I'm sure it's a comfort to him to know it's undifferentiated.
I mean, these things have happened. They're general things that happen to all, to many of the ethnic Chinese Christians in the country. You have to produce, you have to adduce. The burden of proof has two components, correct? There's the burden of production, there's the burden of persuasion. You need to establish, and you need to submit or adduce evidence, as Wakari used the word adduce a lot, to say that, look, there's enough evidence of an individualized risk against me.
Let me just ask you this. If we should disagree with you and decide that the BIA was wrong in saying there wasn't sufficient evidence of past persecution, do we then have to remand because the BIA and the IJ erroneously didn't shift the burden of well-founded fear to the government?
I'm sorry. I think you meant to say that there was no past persecution.
Right.
Yeah. If you find that the board erred in finding no past persecution, then yes, you need to remand to the board, and the board needs to remand to the immigration judge for there to be a finding on whether there is past persecution. At that point, then the government would have to establish by preponderance of the evidence that it's not well-founded at that point. I do have 46 seconds left, so I will say that the as far as the individualized risk and all of the as I mentioned, Kotaz, the gentleman was a priest. Wakari, the gentleman was a pastor. I think Hoxha was the person who failed to respond to a summons, and Albania also, or excuse me, in the Kosovo section of Serbia. Hemri was the non-Kuwaiti. She was a woman, and she was Palestinian. Singh was the person from Fiji. He was the only manager at a dockyard. And all of the court specifically stated in all those kinds, if the person has a special role or if they present so much evidence to suggest that there is an individualized risk against them, the only two things that this gentleman has presented don't establish that these people would be interested in him to persecute him in the future. There's no suggestion that anything more is going to rise than what has already happened. There's just harassment. It's a lifetime of verbal harassment and intimidation that does not rise to the level of past persecution, and it does not give rise to a well-founded fear of future persecution.
Well, I hate to see somebody from the Justice Department make a statement like that. Come on.
People
get beaten up, or they get racial slurs, or they get robbed, or their churches are blown up, and the Justice Department doesn't think that's persecution?
I think our president and our attorney general takes that very seriously. And as I said, to the extent that there's any suggestion that we don't, I'd point out that
I can't believe it.
I would point out that the court has also agreed with an en banc decision in Wakari last year. Wakari, because that case was remanded.
Well, that en banc decision just talks about, they use that word undifferentiated claims. In other words, they say, well, if there's a lot of bad stuff going around and a certain amount of hatred and all that, and that's all right.
And no long there that's there was
all, that's all right and just so you don't get hit on the head, don't complain. But I hope the Supreme Court takes that case and does something with it. But I don't have much faith in that either. But
this court has also found as recently as December 2009 and then. Lolong decision, and in both cases there were incidents of beating. I think we agree on that one, and it was a lifelong more in Lolong than in Alin. There were lifelong incidents of these people being harassed, beaten, and amongst other things. And this court has agreed that one, that they're not a severe disfavored group, and that incidents very similar.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
What people are you talking about?
Ethnic Chinese Christians in Indonesia. We're talking about Lolong, we're talking about Wakari, we're talking about Sel, we're talking about Helene.
I missed something there.
Okay. I apologize, Judge. And I see that I'm over my time again. So unless there are any questions, I'll be seated.
We have, I had a case applying disfavored group analysis to withholding a removal claim suggesting that Chinese Christian Indonesians are a disfavored group. Then we have another one holding that Chinese Indonesians are a disfavored group. That's another one of mine.
Are these published decisions? Or?
Yeah. Give me the citation. 610 Fed 3rd, 1056, 558 Fed 3rd.
558 is Wakari, I think, correct? I don't want to hold up your time.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if you're
awesome. Yes, we got a lot of them.
I don't doubt that they are. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that they're not a disfavored group. The problem is, as the board has found, that he just didn't adduce any individualized evidence that he faces a risk in the future. So that's the only thing I'm saying.
Well, there's a presumption,
Well, that goes to past persecution. That doesn't go to the disfavored, as the court stated on Wakari.
No, but suffered past persecution.
Well, we are arguing that he has not suffered past persecution. It's evidence that's very much like Lolong, Sel, Wakari, Helene, incidents that this court have found do not rise to the level of persecution. And I'm saying that this court, I'm not saying the board, I'm saying this court. Many judges have found that those incidents do not rise to the level of persecution.
Yeah, well, we don't agree 100% in everything,
Well, unless the court has any questions, I'd ask that you deny the petition for review. And I thank
get
you for
some,
your time.
Why don't you get the Justice Department to get some of the people that President Obama has nominated through. And that'd be a big help. You know, it's really a disgrace what's going on. The first time I went before the Senate in 67, from the time of my hearing till the time I had my commission in my hand, you know how many hours went by? 4 hours. 4 hours. You know, the second time I went in 79, there was a little tension that went on over there, but I got mine within, I think, 2 weeks. The mails were slow, you know. Now, we have some judges on this court that were kept cool in their heels for 3 or 4 years. You know about all that, don't you?
No, I stay away from that.
Well, you know, come on.
It's nice being a trial attorney. You don't have to worry about all of it.
You have to worry about everything. You know, we're all living in this country. You got to worry about what's going on. And, you know, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. You heard that, haven't you?
I have.
Okay. And so we all got to be involved. And right now, everything's at a big stalemate, and I'd like to see some little compassion come out of the Justice Department once in a while. It's there, but sometimes not easy.
I'll just say this before finally sitting down. These cases are difficult cases.
It's better now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I know Dan Osuna. It's better now, you know. But it's got to get better.
May I be seated?
Yeah, sir. Thanks a lot. All right, your time's up. All right, we'll take the next matter. Beltran versus Astro. Well, that's submitted. Okay. Epigen Ranaspan off-label marketing and sales practices litigation. United Food and Commercial Workers, Central Pennsylvania Regional Health and Welfare Fund, and others. Versus Vita Inc.